Welcome to the TestBirds Masterclass series. My name is Philipp Bankler and I'm CEO of TestBirds. In this session, we will be looking at the topic of QA testing, what it is and how best to perform it. There are many forms of QA testing. For example, there's the exploratory bug test, which gives broad guidance for testers on where and how to look for defects within an app or a website. Then there is structured bug testing, which gives the opposite, a very clear and structured way in a step-by-step description on where to click and what an expected result will look like. Furthermore, there are test types such as localization testing, which focuses on language and local differences in different countries. There are a few common pitfalls that are quite severe when it comes to QA testing. First is the device diversity that exists out there. If we just think about Android devices and Android versions, we have thousands of different combinations out there. It's quite a big challenge in order to make sure that the QA test runs on all of those devices. Next, it's also recommended not only to have QA experts actually testing software, but also to involve the end user, because end users have a different approach on testing and therefore might see issues and defects that even the expert couldn't figure out. When it comes to test automation, frequent app releases and therefore frequent changes in test scripts become a challenge when it comes to maintenance of those test scripts. In the past, with traditional testing methods, it was quite easy to make sure that software was working because there were only a few devices out there. Nowadays, with the development of everything becoming digital, the world is moving faster and so are development life cycles and app releases. In order to compensate those quick releases, we need quicker and smarter testing. Crowd testing and a smarter way to test automation are two examples on how that can be overcome. So let me give you an example how testing has become a bigger challenge. So we have been testing a global insurance claim app. This app was globally available in 4 different languages in 10 countries. Through crowd testing and the ad hoc availability of testers, it was able within 2 weeks to set up a test in 10 countries with 10 testers each on a multitude of different devices and to give the customer a quick turnaround on the performance and the defects of his application. In the past, with traditional testing method, this would have been quite of a hassle in a long time. In the next session, we will examine the do's and don'ts of a successful QA test.